The Immortal Man. Chapter 151. Pitch in. What do you mean? You have to pay $450,000 for the dinner. Do you think you can leave without paying? Lincoln snorted. I have free dinners wherever I go. What bill are you talking about? Jared raised his brows. Stop playing dumb. There are so many witnesses here, including the staff. Do you think you can get away with free meals? Don't act so tough just because you've been to prison. This restaurant is owned by the Sullivan family. You're gravely mistaken if you think you can get away. Lincoln assumed that Jared was acting tough to get free meals just because he was an ex-convict. Well, go ahead and ask the cashier if I need to pay my bill. A smile flashed across Jared's face. After staring at Jared with his puzzled expression for a moment, Lincoln turned and asked the cashier, "This fellow is trying to get away with a free meal. What are you guys going to do about it?" "Sir, Mr. Chance doesn't need to pay whenever he dines here," the cashier answered politely. As soon as the cashier finished the sentence, Lincoln felt as if he was just struck by lightning. He froze on the spot. The others were just as dumbfounded as Lincoln was. Why doesn't Jared need to pay? Why is that? Why doesn't he need to pay? Lincoln asked in bewilderment. Sir, I'm not obliged to answer that question of yours. However, I do need you to pay the difference. After deducting Mr. Chance's $450,000, you still owe us $1,650,000. May I? Know if you're making the payment by cash or by card? The cashier asked sternly. Lincoln was baffled at the turn of events. Who the hell is he? Why doesn't he need to pay when he dines at Glamour Hotel? Yvonne and Michelle were also staring at Jared in astonishment. If you had the balls to extort money from women, I'm sure you're a sharp-wit person. So what are you waiting for? Didn't you hear her say $1,650,000? Pay up. Jared smiled and looked at Lincoln contemptuously. Upon noticing the look on Jared's face, Lincoln finally realized that he was tricked. You tricked me. Jared knew he wouldn't need to pay for anything. That's why he ordered all the expensive liquor. I was such a fool for playing along with him. I'm doomed. Yes, I've tricked you. What can you do about it? Jared admitted without hesitation because he had it mapped out all along. Sir, please pay, the cashier urged. By then, Lincoln was already trembling with rage. He didn't have that much money with him, but then he couldn't possibly ask everyone to pitch in either. By doing that, it would definitely destroy his image. Without an option, he blurted resignedly, "I'll pay by card." A few seconds after he handed over his payment card, the cashier said, "Sir, your amount in this card is insufficient." Lincoln embarrassingly took back the card and said, "That's impossible. I was informed that $2 million had been credited to my account earlier today. Could it be that the amount hasn't gotten through?" At that moment, the others broke out in a cold sweat. They were worried that they'd have to pitch in eventually if Lincoln didn't have enough money. It costs over $1 million. That's a few $100,000 per person. Surely no one has that much. Lincoln, what should we do now? Michelle asked nervously. How about this? Since there's a minor delay in the transaction, perhaps we could all pitch in for the bill. Once I've gotten my money, I'll pay it back to you guys, Lincoln suggested to the others.
Yes, we should do that.
It's just a delayed transaction. Once Lincoln has received the money, he'll pay it back to everyone. Michelle hastily backed Lincoln up. Chapter 152. Finally, the moment everyone was afraid of had arrived. Excuses and complaints soon followed. I only have $1,000 with me. I don't have money. I haven't even paid my personal bills. I have $10,000, but that's far from enough. They could barely pitch in $80,000, so there was no way they were going to pay up the sum. While they were scrambling around, Jared sat comfortably on a couch in the lobby. He was served with refreshments by the staff as soon as he sat down. If you guys don't pay up, we can't let you leave. The cashier was getting fed up while waiting for the payment. She then announced on her walkie-talkie to request for the hotel security guards. To the security department, please be informed that we have a situation at the payment counter. There are customers who can't pay for their meals. Upon hearing that, Lincoln and the others jumped in fright. Within a few seconds, they were surrounded by more than 10 armed security guards. Their knees were wobbling in fear because they had never been in such a tense situation before. Under the dire circumstances, everyone's eyes were glued to Lincoln. If they were ever going to get free, he was their only hope. However, Lincoln's face turned pale when he saw the murderous looks the security guards had on their faces. Lincoln, you came in a Mercedes-Benz S-Class, right? Why don't you just tell them you'll leave your car here as collateral?
That's right.
Just leave your car here. Once you've received the money you mentioned, you can just come back and pay.
Exactly.
Unlike you, Lincoln, we aren't rich. I'm sure a million means nothing to you. The others came up with the idea and showered Lincoln with compliments again. At that moment, Lincoln's face had embarrassment written all over it.
The car.
The car is rented. I'm supposed to return it after dinner.
I can't leave it here.
Lincoln's words left everyone absolutely appalled. Michelle gaped in astonishment as well. Everyone felt utterly embarrassed because they didn't believe Jared when he said that Lincoln had only rented the car. At that moment, everyone panicked because if Lincoln was a fraud, that would mean they had to fork up for the bill themselves.
Since none of you could pay, we'll have to detain all of you, the cashier said in annoyance. She then instructed the guards, "Bring all of them to the office. The manager will deal with them. They're cramping the place up." The guards then proceeded to drag all of them away by force. Suddenly, Lincoln yelled out,
I'll pay my own share.
Let me go.
You can keep the rest of them.
Due to the devastating situation, Lincoln had decided to abandon the rest and save himself. Everyone was stupefied when they heard Lincoln say that. Michelle grabbed his hand and begged,
How about me, Lincoln?
Are you not going to pay for me?
Get lost.
I don't have that much money.
Lincoln shoved Michelle away aggressively.
I must get away now.
Otherwise, I might even get beaten up.
Michelle was at a loss for words.
She had never thought that Lincoln would be such a heartless man.
No.
That's not possible.
unless the bill is cleared entirely, none of you is allowed to leave. The cashier rejected Lincoln coldly. Lincoln was stunned. So we're all doomed unless we can pay off the outstanding of more than a million. Why did you act all high and mighty when you're just a poor bloke? How ridiculous. It's all your fault. Why did you order brandy when you're penniless? More than a million. What are we going to do now? Everyone turned livid and didn't hold back on their remarks directed at Lincoln and Michelle. Jared, please have some mercy. Help me get out of this, and I'll pay you back later, Yvonne begged Jared. Chapter 153. Out of a sudden, everyone realized that the question around Jared's identity didn't matter anymore. He must be someone important. Otherwise, why would he have the privilege of having free meals at Glamour Hotel? It seems like only he can help us. Then everyone started gathering up around Jared and begged for his help. Please help us get out of this. After all, we're Hilda's friends. We're such a bunch of fools for believing in Lincoln and Michelle. Lincoln is a fraud. We now know that he must have extorted the money from Hilda. No wonder she broke up with him. Please, Jared. I'm begging you. Jared stood up and took a glance at all of them. He grinned and exclaimed, "How audacious of all of you to call yourselves Hilda's friends. I can get all of you out of this with just one word. But that's not what I'm going to do. Every one of you deserves this." Upon hearing that, everyone was remorseful for what they had done. Bring them away. Since Jared wasn't going to help them, one of the staff at the payment counter gave the order. Hey. No. Let me go. Please help me. Some of them had even started sobbing when they were being brought away by force. Don't touch me. I am a close friend of your boss daughter. If you touch me again, I'll get her to fire all of you. Lincoln instinctively threatened the security guards. Faced with the possibility of losing their livelihoods, the security guards stopped in their tracks. The staff at the payment counter were also stunned. After all, they were the ones who gave the order. Lincoln felt relieved after finding out that his threat worked. He then said arrogantly, "I'm a close friend of Ms. Sullivan. Initially, I didn't want to tell her that I was dining here. Otherwise, she'd have come with me. But if you touch me again, you'll leave me no choice. I can give her a call right now and get all of you fired. Now, let me go and I'll let it slide." Instantly, all the staff turned to look at Jared. They knew of the relationship between Jared and Josephine. If Josephine was really a close friend of Lincoln, Jared would have known. Hence, they wanted to find out if Lincoln was telling the truth. Jared furrowed his brows. Just when he wanted to question Lincoln, a voice echoed through the lobby. "So, you said you know Ms. Sullivan." The voice came from the entrance of the hotel. Jared turned around and saw Josephine walking through the door. While staring coldly at Josephine, Lincoln nodded and said, "Yes, I do. In fact, we're close friends. We'd always dine together." Upon hearing that, Josephine burst into laughter. Jared, too, was laughing his head off. So Lincoln was bluffing. He almost got me there. The hotel staff started chuckling among themselves as well. Josephine was right in front of him, and yet Lincoln wasn't even aware of who he was speaking to. Just a few seconds ago, he had even arrogantly claimed that he was a close friend of Josephine. "Hey, idiot. Do you know who the person standing right in front of you is?" Jared smiled mockingly. Lincoln looked at Jared and felt uneasy, as though something embarrassing was about to happen to him. As he was staring at Jared in puzzlement, the latter continued, "The person standing right in front of you is Miss Sullivan, your close friend." Suddenly, chuckles turned into waves of laughter. The staff couldn't contain themselves any longer. On the other hand, Lincoln wished that the ground would open up and swallow him whole. "What are you doing here this late at night?" Jared asked Josephine. "What else? I heard you were here, so I came to see you. I've also heard that you have a beautiful lady accompanying you these days. You're enjoying life, aren't you?" Josephine was staring at Jared with a hint of jealousy in her eyes. Chapter 154. Lincoln, along with all of Hilda's ex-classmates, were stupefied when they heard Jared and Josephine speaking to each other. At that moment, Lincoln finally discovered the reason why Jared could have free meals at the hotel. A smile flashed across Jared's face when he asked Josephine, "Are you jealous?" "As if. Why would I be jealous?" Josephine rolled her eyes and continued, "My dad has been asking for you recently. He wants you to join us for a meal at home. In another few days, perhaps. I've got my hands full recently." Jared rejected. The guys at the scene were all staring at Jared with envy. They were dumbfounded by the fact that he had just rejected an offer to dine with the Sullivan family. A meal with the Sullivan family could potentially turn their life around for the better. They could not understand why Jared would reject such a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. "Humph. What could you be so busy with? Maybe I should just appoint you as the chairman of the company. By then, you wouldn't be as busy anymore." Josephine wasn't happy with Jared's rejection. "Oh, don't. I have no time to manage the company for you." Jared hurriedly waved his hands in dismissal. Again, the people around, especially Lincoln and the others Jared had just had dinner with, were stunned by Jared's reaction. Just a few hours ago, they were all taking turns to ridicule Jared. But right at that moment, they felt so insignificant standing in front of him. "I don't care. You must come over tomorrow. My dad said Mr. Grange had asked him to invite you. So maybe there's a solid reason for that," Josephine said in a domineering tone. After finding out that it was Walter who wished to see him, Jared accepted the offer instantaneously, as he reckoned that it might have something to do with the spiritual brush. "All right then. I'll go over at noon tomorrow. That's more like it." Finally, a blissful smile emerged on Josephine's face. Then she gazed at Lincoln and the others. As they locked eyes with Josephine, they could not help but lower their heads in embarrassment. "Detain all of them. As long as we aren't paid in full, none of them is allowed to leave." The security guards moved quickly to lock all of them up in a room behind the payment counter. While they were being locked up, they were all regretting their actions. If only they hadn't mocked Hilda endlessly, they wouldn't have ended up in such a predicament. After all, They had nothing against Hilda. They were just doing it under the influence of Lincoln and Michelle. However, it was too late for them to realize their mistakes. Knowing that it was Lincoln and Michelle's fault, they could no longer contain their anger and started beating the duo up. Meanwhile, Josephine offered to give Jared a ride home. However, he refused because Josephine's luxury car would attract too much attention. Therefore, Josephine could only let out a sigh as she watched Jared driving away in his Ford. After Jared had arrived home, he called Hilda to let her know that he had gotten home safely. He then found out that Hilda was sleeping over at Yolanda's place. She had decided to stay over and comfort Yolanda. Jared's parents were already asleep when he got back. He then sat with his legs folded and started absorbing spiritual energy with his focus technique. The spiritual energy in the surroundings then gathered up around Jared. However, the spiritual energy there was too little compared to what he could gain when he was at Dragon Bay. Hence, his ability wasn't improved by much throughout the night. He could only replenish the spiritual energy within him. "It seems like I'm not getting anywhere with the spiritual energy available here. I have to get back to Dragon Bay. It's impossible to improve myself if I keep staying here." Chapter 155. The next day, at Sentiment Chemical Limited, Zane had gathered everyone from the sales department for a corporate meeting. However, Jared hadn't arrived yet. "What's with Jared? Why hasn't he arrived at work?" Zane took a quick glance around and asked. He was directing his question toward Hilda because he knew that she would most probably know the reason behind Jared's late arrival. However, Hilda had no clue about where Jared was. She was getting nervous, as she thought something bad might have happened to him. What if he got into trouble last night? Maybe he lied to me so that I wouldn't be worried about him. "Jared should be here soon," Hilda blurted as she took out her phone to give Jared a call. "I'll make a record of this. He has only been here a few days, and yet he's already late for work," Zane said coldly. Zane took full advantage of the situation because he was keen on having dirt on Jared. "Mr. Carlson, perhaps he has realized that he was too full of himself by promising to secure the contract with Cosmic Chemical. Thus, he's too embarrassed to show his face here." Lydia mocked while laughing sinisterly. "That could be it?" Zane nodded. The others started to mock Jared as well. They knew that it was a tough task to secure the contract. Since Zane and Maria had failed to secure it after making several attempts, it was very unlikely that an insignificant salesperson like Jared would be able to do it. "That's not it. Jared will surely be here." Hilda jumped to Jared's defense. "It's so late already. I bet he's just too embarrassed to come." Lydia sniggered. "Other than talking big, Jared is good for nothing else," Maria added. After all the things that had happened recently, her hatred for Jared was piling up. Anxious, Hilda was still trying to reach Jared by making calls. By the time Jared answered the call, he was already making his way into the office. He was late because he couldn't wake up in time after a whole night long of cultivating his spiritual energy. "You're finally here, Jared. I thought something bad happened to you," Hilda greeted with a sigh of relief. "Nothing bad happened to me. I couldn't get up in time." Jared smiled. Jared, you're a worker. You should at least be punctual. Since you're late, you'll be fined 500 as punishment, Zane yelled furiously. A penalty of 500 was considered much, since Jared had only been working for a few days. Mr. Carlson, isn't 500 a bit too much? Could you give Jared another chance, since this is only his first offense? Hilda pleaded. There are rules in this company. There's no way around it. The amount is stated in the company policy. Zane smirked. Whatever. I don't care. Jared wasn't bothered by the penalty at all. Upon seeing that, Zane was infuriated. He then roared, "Do you remember what you said yesterday, Jared? If you fail to secure the contract with Cosmic Chemical by today, you'll have to resign." "All right. Whatever you say." Jared replied nonchalantly as he took his seat. Zane was extremely irritated by Jared's attitude. However, his mood improved when the thought of Jared resigning crossed his mind. "Jared, Yolanda told me that one of our ex-classmates is working in Cosmic Chemical. Maybe I can put in a good word for you. In fact, that person is an office administrator in the company. I think he could be instrumental to your task," Hilda said. Chapter 156. "It's fine. I can get it done on my own." Jared didn't want Hilda to go through the trouble. Besides, he had already given the task to Tommy. He believed that Tommy could secure the contract successfully. However, Hilda had doubts about Jared's capability. "He must be telling me this just so that I wouldn't be worried." She then took out her phone stealthily and gave the aforementioned ex-classmate a call. Soon after that, Hilda left the office with her bag. Instead of bringing Jared along, she thought it would be a good idea to put in a good word for Jared beforehand. She hailed a taxi and went to Cosmic Chemical. The office was a skyscraper located in the center of Horrington. In fact, Cosmic Chemical was one of the most prominent companies in the industry. A security guard stopped Hilda in her tracks at the entrance of the building. "What are you here for?" "Mister, I'm here to see Mr. Lee," Hilda answered courteously. "We have rules here. Whoever you intend to meet here, that person has to come to bring you in," the security guard said. Hilda then called her ex-classmate, Jeffrey Lee. Just a few minutes later, a well-groomed young man in glasses came walking toward the entrance. "Jeffrey." Hilda waved at him. Jeffrey then walked hurriedly toward Hilda. The security guard greeted him with the utmost respect. "Good day to you, Mr. Lee. This person is my friend. The next time you see her, don't you dare stop her from coming in," Jeffrey said with an authoritative voice. One couldn't help but think that Jeffrey was taking advantage of his position in the company to speak rudely. "Yes, sir. I understand." The security guard nodded profusely. "Hilda, come. Follow me." Jeffrey walked her in. "Ugh. What a snob," the security guard grumbled as he watched Jeffrey leave. "Wow. You're doing well in life, Jeffrey," Hilda exclaimed in amazement. "I'm doing okay," Jeffrey smiled. Upon arriving in his office, Jeffrey poured Hilda a cup of coffee. Hilda took a glance around the luxurious office with a hint of envy. We stepped foot into the society at the same time, and he's already holding such a position in a prominent company. Yet, I've only found a new job. Did no one tell you about the gathering last night? Hilda asked while taking the cup of coffee from Jeffrey. He's an ex-classmate to everyone present last night, and he's based in the same city. Besides, he's doing rather well in life. It's unlikely that no one has informed him. Yes, I was told. But I've been busy lately. I heard Lincoln was there as well. Jeffrey's face was filled with contempt. It was obvious that he chose not to attend because he had no interest in seeing those people. Hilda's facial expression turned awkward when she heard Lincoln's name being mentioned. Back then, Jeffrey was an admirer of Hilda, but Lincoln was the cool kid in school. Naturally, Hilda was attracted to him instead of Jeffrey. That was why she had rejected Jeffrey when he confessed his love for her. From then onward, Jeffrey had made Lincoln his sworn enemy. Jeffrey had used it as a motivation to work hard in life and make something out of himself. He had graduated with flying colors and had been employed by Cosmic Chemical after graduation. Within a few short years, he had managed to climb the corporate ladder and become an office administrator. Yes, he was there. He's now Michelle's boyfriend, Hilda answered. Hilda revealed the information regarding Lincoln's relationship because she didn't want Jeffrey to feel bad about what they had gone through during their school days. Besides, she was there to ask for a favor. You guys have broken up? Jeffrey asked flatly. Chapter 157. Hilda nodded in response. Why did you and Lincoln break up? He's rich and handsome. Didn't you love him for those strengths of him? Although she was at a loss for words, she could tell that he was gloating within. Jeffrey's smile widened after he saw her reaction. He then inquired, "Why did you come here to see me? Is anything the matter?" "I'm currently working as a sales representative at Sentiment Chemical Limited. My company wishes to collaborate with yours, so I hope that you'll help me out," she replied. Upon hearing that, Jeffrey suddenly chuckled. "Do you know how much our contracts are worth? Each of them is worth at least $10 million. A mere sales representative like you wants to secure a collaboration with Cosmic Chemical? Is this a joke? I'm aware that collaborations with Cosmic Chemical are hard to get, which is why I came to see you. You're an office administrator here, so you must have some connections. I hope that you can help me out." "I won't forget your kindness," Hilda hurriedly pleaded. "I must find a way to secure this contract. Otherwise, Zane would surely fire Jared." Jeffrey burst into laughter when he saw her pleading look. He looked slightly crazed, causing Hilda's eyes to glint with fear. "Are you begging me to help you, Hilda? Do you remember how you treated me when I was pursuing you back then? You only had eyes for Lincoln at that time, while I was simply a nobody to you. I can't believe that you're pleading for my help now." He vented all the anger that was suppressed in his heart for many years. "I'll be honest with you. It only takes one word from me for you to secure this collaboration, given that all the managers here will do as I say. But why should I help you?" Hearing this, Hilda felt extremely awkward. It was true that she did not fancy him back then, and she had even disregarded his presence. Little had she expected that she had to beg for his help at this moment. If it weren't for Jared, I would have walked away. I wouldn't have come to see Jeffrey in the first place. I admit I was wrong back then. I shouldn't have ignored you. She lowered her head as she desperately demeaned herself. As long as she could sign the contract, Hilda would not even hesitate to kneel before him. Jeffrey felt extremely satisfied upon seeing her pathetic look. He had answered her call and told her to come to the company just so he could vent his frustration. "I won't make things difficult for you, Hilda. Considering that we used to be schoolmates and I used to like you, you only need to agree to sleep with me for one night, and I'll immediately bring you to a manager to sign the contract." Jeffrey's eyes lit up with lust as the corners of his lips lifted. Hilda was stunned by his words. Never would she have expected that he would make such a request. "How could you, Jeffrey?" She was beyond furious. "Since you don't agree to it, there's nothing left for us to discuss. You may leave now," Jeffrey said with a sneer. Although Hilda had the urge to slam the door and leave, she stopped herself as soon as she thought of Jared. She then stared at the man in front of her imploringly. "See, could you make a different request, Jeffrey? I can grovel at your feet and do anything you say. I only have one request. If you don't agree to it, there's no point in negotiating anymore. I'll give you 10 minutes to consider. After that, everything you say is meaningless." Jeffrey walked out of the office as soon as he finished his sentence, leaving Hilda rooted to the spot. Chapter 158. As soon as Jeffrey stepped out of his office, he saw a man and a woman walking toward him. The man's arm was wrapped in a bandage. They were Leighton and Sandy, who also came to discuss business. Negotiations between Cosmic Chemical and the Scott family were nearly complete, and it was safe to say that the contract was secured. Not only that, but many of the mid-level staff at Cosmic Chemical had also obtained benefits from the Scott family. Noticing that Leighton had come in person, Jeffrey immediately ran over with a flattering smile. "Mr. Scott, I never thought that you would personally come here." In fact, there was no need for Leighton, the heir of the Scott family, to come in person. Still, he hurried over with an injured arm only because he could not wait to humiliate Jared. "Has the representative from Sentiment Chemical Limited arrived?" Leighton inquired. Jeffrey nodded. "Yes. The person is now in my office." "Really?" Leighton's eyes lit up when he heard that. "Take me to him. Is he a young man?" "No, it's a girl. A former schoolmate who came over to ask for my help." Confusion was written all over Jeffrey's face as he replied. Leighton was also stunned to hear that it was a girl. "It can't be. Why didn't Jared come? Could it be that he's scared?" Leighton questioned with a slight frown. "Could it be that Jared knew he wouldn't get the contract, so he didn't dare to come for fear of embarrassing himself?" Sandy was also perplexed. Leighton shook his head. "No. Unless he resigns, he won't dare to go against Xavier's words. Jeffrey was confused by their conversation. The Scott family and the Sullivan family have always been business rivals. Why would Leighton be concerned about the Sullivans today?
Sentiment Chemical Limited has only sent a girl who used to be my schoolmate, Mr. Scott.
I've left her in the office, repeated Jeffrey.
Leighton looked at him while commenting, Mr. Lee, I don't suppose you'll give in just because your old schoolmate begged for help, right?
Of course not.
Cosmic Chemical will certainly collaborate with the Scott family.
Since I've taken money from your family, of course my loyalty lies with you.
Jeffrey hurriedly waved his hands as he replied.
Leighton nodded in approval.
That's good.
Your loyalty will be rewarded in the future.
Although he was disappointed that Jared had not come, he thought that securing the deal with Cosmic Chemical was still a good thing.
Just as Leighton and Sandy were preparing to head upstairs to the general manager's office on the top floor to discuss business, Jared suddenly appeared in the doorway. However, the security guard stopped him from entering.
Leighton's eyes lit up as soon as he saw Jared.
He immediately strutted over with a smirk.
Sandy also put on an arrogant expression as she wrapped her arms around Leighton's.
Well, if it isn't Jared.
I heard that you're a sales representative now.
Did Ms. Sullivan dump you?
You even moved out of the mansion, Leighton mocked while staring at him in contempt.
Jared was a little surprised to see them. Although he knew that Cosmic Chemical had been negotiating a deal with the Scott family, he did not expect to see Leighton in person. However, he immediately understood once he noticed the bandage on Leighton's arm and Sandy's presence.
This so-called negotiation today is probably aimed at humiliating me.
Leighton must have known in advance that I was coming, which is why he came over in person.
Since the Scott family is at odds with the Sullivan family, it can only mean that someone working in this company must have informed Leighton that I'm coming over to discuss business.
An image of a person immediately popped into his mind, and that was none other than Xavier.
Having thought things through, Jared cast a faint smile.
Is your arm better?
Shall I give you a massage?
Leighton instinctively backed away as soon as he heard that.
He was well aware of Jared's capabilities.
Chapter 159.
You're nothing without Josephine's backing, Jared.
How dare you speak to Lay like that, shouted Sandy.
Jared's expression became solemn as a cold glint shone in his eyes.
Did you not brush your teeth?
Such a foul mouth you have.
With that said, he stepped forward and gave her a tight slap.
Before anyone could react, half of her face had turned red and swollen.
Jeffrey was stunned to see that Jared dared to lay a hand on Sandy.
Everyone knew that she was dating Leighton. For an ordinary man like Jared to physically assault the girlfriend of the heir of the Scott family would be equivalent to digging his own grave.
How dare you assault someone at our company entrance, bellowed Jeffrey.
He then turned around and shouted, Security, take him away.
Two bodyguards quickly approached Jared.
However, Jeffrey failed to notice that Leighton had not uttered a single word ever since Sandy was slapped.
Jeffrey was merely an office administrator, and yet he had the audacity to go up against Jared.
Jared easily ducked the attacks from the two bodyguards before explaining to
Jeffrey, I came from Sentiment Chemical Limited to discuss business.
Hearing this, Jeffrey snorted.
Our company won't discuss business with ill-mannered people.
Besides, we've already decided to collaborate with the Scott family, so you can see yourself out.
Jared's brows furrowed slightly.
Are you the general manager of Cosmic Chemical?
No, I'm the office administrator, but I have a say in the collaboration matter.
You should see yourself out, Jeffrey replied coldly.
Layton shot Jared a murderous gaze.
Just because you're good at fighting doesn't mean that no one can take you down, Jared.
Now that Josephine no longer cares about you, I can always hire someone to get rid of you.
Jared had made him lose face by slapping Sandy in front of everyone.
Don't kill him off immediately.
You must torture him to death.
It'll be great if you can get rid of his parents too, Sandy said through gritted teeth, enraged by the slap.
As soon as she mentioned his parents, Jared's eyes were instantly filled with malice, exuding a murderous aura.
Sandy felt a shiver creep down her spine.
She shuddered and hurriedly took several steps back, rushing to hide behind Layton.
Layton, on the other hand, was stunned into silence.
Unlike them, Jeffrey was visibly enraged.
Security. Get this person out of my sight.
Six bodyguards surrounded Jared in no time.
To think that a mere office administrator dares to make decisions for the company.
With that said, Jared headed into the company.
The bodyguards charged at Jared at once upon seeing that.
Meanwhile, the general manager, Raymond Green, was pacing around his office on the top floor of Cosmic Chemical. He was extremely nervous.
Ever since he was informed by Tommy that Jared was coming over to discuss business, his heart refused to be stilled.
Raymond had also attended Walter's banquet and had personally witnessed Tommy and Walter treating Jared with respect.
The way Jared had gotten rid of Stephen, in particular, had left a deep impression on the general manager.
Back then, everyone at the banquet was eager to butter up Jared, including
Raymond.
However, he had not gotten the opportunity to approach Jared due to his lower status.
Hence, when Raymond heard that Jared would be coming in person to discuss a possible collaboration, he instantly broke into a cold sweat. He was afraid that he would offend Jared by not giving him a proper welcome.
However, he swore to make the most out of this chance to get acquainted with Jared.
Chapter 160.
Has the representative from Sentiment Chemical Limited arrived, Eliza?
Raymond inquired as he took a look at the time.
I'm not sure about that.
I'll go and take a look, replied the secretary.
Remember, once he has arrived, you must personally escort him to my office, reminded Raymond.
Understood.
With that said, Eliza hurriedly made her way downstairs.
However, as soon as she entered the main hall, she noticed that a crowd had gathered at the entrance.
Not only that, several bodyguards were about to charge at a person they had surrounded.
Stop it!
What are you doing?
Why are you guys causing a ruckus at the entrance of our company?
You're making us look bad.
Eliza marched toward them in fury.
The second Jeffrey spotted the secretary, he quickly waved his hand, signaling the bodyguards to disperse.
Then he put on an apologetic smile as he said, "This man was causing trouble and even assaulted someone.
That's why I called the bodyguards over, Eliza."
Assault.
Eliza shot a quick look at Jared before turning to Jeffrey.
Send him away quickly.
Otherwise,
It'll look bad on us when the representative arrives.
Sure.
Right away.
I'll get someone to send him away now.
While nodding his head, Jeffrey waved his hand at the bodyguards, and they immediately surrounded Jared once again.
Eliza.
Layton smiled as he greeted the secretary. He knew that he should be friendly toward everyone in the management team in order to secure the collaboration with Cosmic Chemical. Eliza merely nodded in acknowledgement before turning to Jeffrey.
Is the representative from Sentiment Chemical Limited here yet?
Remember to inform Mr. Green as soon as he arrives.
Jeffrey looked slightly startled upon hearing those words.
He immediately pointed at Jared.
He is the representative.
The color drained out of Eliza's face when she heard that. She had witnessed Raymond's uneasiness since early that morning. Although she did not know the status of the person from Sentiment Chemical Limited, she knew very well from Raymond's reaction that he must be someone they could not afford to offend. Upon realizing that the person they nearly drove away was the one she was waiting for, the secretary felt her heart skip a beat.
Stand down.
Get out of here immediately.
Eliza hurriedly sent the bodyguards away.
Afterward, she put on a polite smile and turned toward Jared.
I'm Eliza, Mr. Green's secretary.
He's waiting for you in his office.
Please follow me, sir.
Jared nodded slightly in response before following the secretary toward the stairs. The corners of his mouth curled into a smirk as he walked past Layton. Jeffrey and Layton stared at him as he walked away, both baffled at the sudden turn of events.
Didn't you say that the Scott family's collaboration with Cosmic Chemical is already secured, Mr. Lee?
If so, why would Raymond invite Jared upstairs?
Layton questioned.
It's true.
I've confirmed it with Mr. Green long before this.
Back then, he had already agreed to collaborate with the Scott family.
I don't know what went wrong either.
Jeffrey was equally as baffled by the current situation.
I'm going up to have a look.
So many people in this company have taken our bribe money.
If I can't secure the deal, I'll make life difficult for you all.
With Sandy in tow, Layton walked toward the stairs, and no one dared to stop them.
Jeffrey, on the other hand, stood rooted to the spot in shock.
As the person that took the most money and did the most for the Scott family, he knew that he would suffer terrible consequences if the deal was not given to them. At that thought, he secretly followed them. Although he had no right to participate in the business discussion, he could eavesdrop on the conversation from outside.
Meanwhile, as soon as Raymond noticed Eliza bringing Jared into the office, his eyes shone as though he had just met his biggest idol.